أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us that whilst Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us age, together with that age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also creates a return of many of our senses, many of these given ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our eyesight, our hearing. Sometimes it is to do with the bones of the body, sometimes it is the muscle, and in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us slowly that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes away these ni'mats, and that should be drawing us towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the ayat we discuss today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ. Now we will have to recall from the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the discussion of the Quran, of the nubuwat of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yasin wal Quran al Hakim, innaka lamin al mursaleen ala siratim mustaqim. And now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes back to that original subject matter of the surah, and that is number one, the Quran, and number two, our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a dimension of the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wama allamnahu shi'ara, we did not teach him, that is Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, poetry. Wama yanbaghi lah, and it was not suitable to have taught Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam any form of poetry. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat is making reference to the fact that the kuffar, when they did not want to accept this Quran, they did not want to accept the nubuwat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they made allegations against this Quran that it is a book of poetry, and wa na'udhu billah, the poet himself is Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was the poet and he composed all this poetry that they would call. Now, one very interesting and important aspect is this, that they were masters in poetry and they knew that this Quran was not poetry. It was far beyond poetry. It was far beyond the work of humans, of humankind put together. That they had known. But this was just to level an allegation against the Quran and to appease their own appetite and to appease themselves, they would say such things. On the other hand, if you look at our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hailed from the Quraysh. And the Quraysh were the most eloquent insofar as the language was concerned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the Banu Sa'ad, Bahalima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha. And that language over there was also the purest out of Makkah Mukarramah. So in Makkah, being a Quraysh, he had the purest of languages. His very upbringing had the purest of languages. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was most eloquent. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also very eloquent. And he once even remarked to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are absolutely eloquent insofar as your language is concerned. Then if you look at another aspect, that the Quraysh were such great poets that leave the Quraysh themselves, even the slave girls, anybody that worked for them as a slave became a poetess. And in that way, poetry was in the family, poetry was in the veins, everywhere there was poetry. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala kept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam away from this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadn't learned any poetry, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say any poetry on his own from himself. Yes, there are certain narrations that he read the poetry of some of the poets in such a manner that he often changed it because the meaning was not suitable. And in that way, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam may have said one or two poetry. But otherwise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they could have never leveled this allegation that today yesterday you were a poet and today you claim to be a prophet. That never happened because they knew that he was not a poet, and they knew that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not acquainted with the laws of poetry.
poetry, etc. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after Allah Rabbul Izzat negates this, Allah says, in huwa illa dhikrun, that this Quran is a mere reminder. It is advice. It is continuous advice. From the beginning to the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us. And what are the advices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We've seen throughout the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's advice is that we turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. His advice is to us that we look at all the ni'mas that Allah Rabbul Izzat has granted us. Look at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that manifests itself from time to time. And of course, Allah's advice is about the coming of the day of Qiyamah and the standing in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wa Qur'anun Mubin, and it is the clear Qur'an. In other words, each of the rules of this kitab is absolutely clear. The message of this kitab is absolutely clear. And why did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala send this Quran? لِيُنْذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيَّا, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself would warn that person who is hayya, that person who is alive. Now who is the person that is alive? The person who has iman in his heart. He is the person that is going to take heed. And from here it is very clear that a person that has got kufr, his heart is dead. So a live heart is the heart with iman. In the hadith also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that the example of that person that remembers Allah and that person who does not remember Allah is like the example of one who is alive and one who is dead. So a person that remembers Allah is alive. A person that has iman in his heart, that heart is alive. And Allah says, وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, and so that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be proved over the disbelievers. In other words, the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat awaits them. So here in these few ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never a poet. This Quran is no poetry. It is the kitab of Allah. It is far beyond poetry. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this kitab as a means of advice, a kitab that is absolutely clear, and it warns those hearts that are alive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep our hearts alive with the remembrance of Allah, keep it alive with the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and keep it alive with the words of the Quran Kareem. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.